wixum quoxums, waxum quixums, waxy quizzy wixy waxies. Just before we start today's episode, I thought I'd jump in here because the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up and we thought we'd put a little show on.
Well, do I have a show for you, good sir? Hello.
Louis Barnard.
Fair, you grip it, we rip it. And grip, I mean the money from my hand, rip it out.
Are you going to be on the Wax Quizzical in the Air Live episode?
Maybe.
No decisions have been made.
There we go. It's not been booked, so I don't know, but I am available.
Are you
and my rates are very
now?
Competitive.
Are you shilling tickets?
I am selling tickets to election night at the Comedy Republic. It's a night of thrill spills and absolutely no political satire. That is the deal.
That's a show with Greg Larson, Ben Russell. It's on the 15th
yes.
of April.
Maggie Luke is running. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a late show, so bring a lunch.
Why are you selling tickets? Did you buy all the tickets and
I bought all the
them?
Tickets and I'm selling them, so please go to
comedyrepublic.com. What are you doing?
I have scalped them. I'm scalping them big time. I'm moving vocations. Still sales, but you know.
Well, if you can't get tickets to Election Results Not Satire, Wax Quizzical is on the 15th. Is that the same date?
I don't know. I have a bad concept of time.
It is the same date. You can get tickets to both. ComedyRepublic.com.au is where you can get those. Thanks, Louis.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Josh Earle.
Hey, it's me.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
It's been a while since you've been on the show.
It has been a while. It was out of the Zoom period, though, so yeah. It's been probably 18 months.
Is that what you call the pandemic? The Zoom period.
Yeah, that's all I did.
What did you get last time from
memory? This is the thing. I remember I got 6 out of 10 because sometimes I'll look up my name on Google and it'll have Josh Earle, Wax, and 6 out of 10. And for a while, I forgot that I got 6 out of 10. I thought that was just people ranking the episodes. And I did 2 episodes that were both 6 out of 10. I'm like, oh, I thought that was pretty good. Like, I actually liked it. Yeah. And then I realized, oh, that's the score I got.
Which is what we'll shoot for again today. See if we can get there with your brain's trust. We have assistants. Would you like to meet them?
Yes, please.
If you have any mysteries you need solved, this will be handy. We have a detective here from the 1920s. It's hello to Lulu Lecrae.
That's it. Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
I'm a lady detective, as you can see.
Oh, sorry. Yes, no, that
didn't
come
from
the notes.
Did we still say that in 2022?
Yeah. Oh, I'm from the 1920s,
okay.
So yeah. I'm both from the 2020s and the 1920s simultaneously because detectives notoriously never age.
It's like the greats here, 1920, 2019, 2020.
Yes, it's just like the greats.
That's it.
Do you know the Greats?
I don't.
No, that's because they're a band from the 2010s.
I missed the 2010s, unfortunately. I
but
was
we're
too
back
busy.
In the 2020s now, so you'd be
so
coming
the,
back.
So the 1920s, big for me. Mm-hmm. Prohibition, all sorts of liquor mysteries. The years after that, very quiet, lots of war. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's not a lot of mystery in wars.
Yeah, okay. Well, then this must be a difficult 20s for you because that's sort of the main... Oh, I guess there's a lot of speakeasies during the pandemic. Like
lots
when the 20s kicked
off,
you suddenly had a lot of speakeasies to investigate.
Lots of protests to head to.
Oh, you're an anti-vax, are you?
Yeah, it turns out I am. I'm anti-establishment, I'm anti-vax.
Yeah, I
think they're a conspiracy.
Well, you can solve it on your own.
I have already solved it. Yeah, they're not good.
COVID?
Yeah, I've solved COVID.
It was Wuhan, right?
Yep.
So Lulu Lecrae is here, but the Brains Trust does not end there. It's a big hello to Brian Cox.
Yay.
Hey, fantastic to be here. The universe is a huge structure that is at least 10 times as big as the Earth.
So this is Professor Brian Cox.
Yeah, I thought when I read this, I thought we were getting the actor from Succession.
No.
Is that annoying? Do you get confused a lot these days?
A little bit, you know. Mm. I think you obviously Brian Cox is Scottish, but I'm from...
Northern Ireland, aren't you?
I don't know, really. I thought that I was from sort of a Norfolk...
But everyone says he was in the band D-Ream.
I was. You can say me.
Well, were you? Because I was from
D-Ream.
I do a podcast. We've talked about your band a fair bit on the podcast. It's called 100% Hits. And you weren't really a member of D-Ream. You were just a touring member.
That's still a member of D-Ream.
Not really.
Well, did you write any songs?
No, but they only have one song.
Well, what did you play on tour?
I played keyboard.
But beyond that song, if they only have one song.
We just played that song over and over again.
And then
again.
You just got up and talked about the universe.
I got up
and all
to
its
the
possibilities.
Universe.
And all
well,
the
that's how you fill out a show. It's quite long.
It's okay. Almost like a cabaret.
In a way.
Yeah.
Because your song, Things Gonna Get Better,
yeah.
As a scientist, do you feel that way?
Actually, no, because entropy is the main source of the universe. So
shall we do a quiz?
It's actually different. It's actually the opposite. Things will only eventually...
You just don't want to feel too nihilistic at the top, shall we?
Heat death of the universe,
you know, but the thing
course.
Is I don't want to think about death at the start of the pod,
right,
that's
well,
all.
Well, I mean, it's coming for us all. In
yeah,
fact,
we've got 10 questions that we have to answer first, at least before everything ends.
Expand to take over
question
the
number
Earth.
One. What is the name of the album that Elton John's Rocket Man features on? Oh, space question up top.
Space question right.
What is the name
top.
Of the album that Elton John's Rocket Man
I've
features
got this.
On?
The Best of Elton John.
I think they're after the first album that it appeared on.
Now, you're from the 1920s.
I am.
Have you heard of Elton John?
That is when Elton was born. So yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I remember him as a small baby.
Oh, wow. So he must be 93 at least.
He's looking good.
He is, isn't he? Out on tour still?
That's it. He's got access to a lot of fillers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Doesn't have access to a belt. Have you seen him on this tour?
I saw his friend Molly Meldrum on the tour. That was good.
Yeah, he doesn't have access to a belt either.
Have you seen... Yeah.
It's a real belt problem for this generation.
He, Molly Meldrum, when he dropped his trousers and showed his ass to everyone at Rod Laver... Was it Rod Laver or MCG?
It was Rod Laver,
Laver. Like, you know when you, like, skin-coloured tights?
Yes.
If you bought them, but they were five sizes too big?
I didn't realise it was...
That's what his ass looked like.
Looking at that picture, it was strange for me because I, for the first time, saw a man who looked like he'd shat himself, his pants, but was not wearing any pants. So,
yes. Well, you've looked into a lot of
looked
black
like
holes.
He's shat his own skin. Yes, and nothing escapes them.
Yeah. is it Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
You want to put Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
I think so. That's the only one
best
I know,
of the,
really.
Best of Elton John, I'm telling you.
I could have called it Best of.
Question number two. The world's largest sandcastle structure is in Denmark and is made up of how much sand in tons?
That
the largest.
Is one of the worst questions that I've ever heard. And I have heard a lot of people ask me questions. I hear, Brian Cox, how big is the universe? Can it fit inside a bowl?
What's another D-Ream song? All these sorts of questions.
That's it, exactly.
Some questions you answer, some you can't.
The thing about sand is, though, is that the structure can only be rearranged a certain amount.
Well, here's the thing.
So like, it has a high entropy.
Is the sand wet or is the sand dry?
Because that would make it heavier, right?
Heavier if it's wet. But wet sand is notoriously heavy. I know because I once held a sack for 3 hours.
But is that not the weight of the water? And indeed not the sand that's making that heavier.
But a human body.
Another clue.
Well, a human body is full of water and yet we weigh what we weigh.
What was the sack that you held for 3 hours for?
It was a wet sack
that's
of sand.
That's also true.
Yeah.
That is very profound what you said, that the human body is filled with water but we weigh what we weigh.
We weigh what we weigh.
But we weigh what we weigh, baby.
That's it, baby. There's no other
like
way.
Like a Buddhist code.
But how many tons are in the world's largest sandcastle structure?
I've been there. There's a big playground, children's entertainment center right in the city, which is where I believe this sandcastle is, which means I believe I've seen it.
Oh, you actually know of this.
I believe I've been there, and I believe that might be where I got the wet bag from.
How tall is the sandcastle?
It's at least 4 times my height.
4 times your height, and you're 7'1".
And how much do you weigh, including water?
I am wearing stilts.
How many solar masses do you weigh?
Without the stilts, I am 6'4". The stilts are full of water, so we can't count them. And what did you ask me? How much do I weigh?
How many solar masses?
Solar masses? I'm going to say one. I'm not sure.
As the sun.
6 ton.
I'll put six ton. Question number 3.
It's good.
Which video game has been turned into a horror TV show?
The Last of Us.
Is that you're going to say that? Because I think TV Sports Basketball was a pretty big game in my kid. Yeah. I've been watching basketball on TV as well. So is that...
Yeah, which came first, basketball the game or basketball the computer game?
Oh, did they invent the sport
Scientists
out of the computer game?
Scientists have been debating for years if NBA 2K came first or NBA came second.
Which came first, Italy or Mario Kart?
Exactly. There's so many mysteries out there to be solved.
Do you remember when Tokyo had the Olympics and it was in Greece before that and Mario popped up at the closing ceremony and I was very confused going, hang on, he's Italian. What's going on? It was a good time in my life.
I would quite like to see a Greek Mario. Maristos. Let's
put The Last of Us.
We'll put The Last of Us. Lock in The Last of Us. Question number 4. What was the name of Rupert Murdoch's first newspaper?
Was it The Sun?
I don't know if that was the first. You would love that.
If you look at The Sun for a long amount of time, it's so big that you cannot
see. You're not from Belfast?
Anything.
I'll give you a hint.
I don't think I am.
Well, Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch, 91 years old.
91. So
born
I would
in the
say
20s.
He didn't start with a big one. I'd say he started with a small one and built his way up.
From memory, it was his father's newspaper in Adelaide.
Oh.
It was his dad's newspaper in Adelaide and he got it. I can't remember what it was called.
But his mother, his mother was in Victoria because she donated a lot of money to a lot of the buildings that, like the state library.
Lady Murdoch.
Yeah.
Dame Murdoch.
Yeah. And so I'm going to, for some reason, I think it's either Ballarat or Bendigo.
Ballarat or Bendigo?
I'm going to say Ballarat.
Have you been on Fox News before, Brian? You must get invited on there all the time as an expert.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you go on the show, you say yes to them?
Of course. You've got to
get as much exposure
the brand
as possible.
Out, you know, otherwise you get swept away by the other Brian Cox that everyone likes.
Do you ever get on to debate the other Brian Cox?
I would never. He's far too scary.
Cox on Cox, I'd love to see it.
You can actually. RedTube.com is where you want to go for that.
That's very funny. He is, of course, Karen by... Garen is, of course, talking about penises, which if you go onto RedTube, which is a famous pornographic
website. Oh, I'd already deduced this.
Yeah,
I've got my notepad out and I'd done that
math.
I've got
a whole wide range of pornography on
there. That's where I saw that Molly Meldrum video for the first time.
From cocks on cocks to cream pies and...
It's okay, you don't need to get your phone out and show us. It's fine, you can put that away.
What else can you see on there?
We believe you.
BBWs.
Yes.
Tribbing.
But what was the name of Rupert Murdoch's first
anal.
Newspaper?
I'm going to
put
say,
anal, or you want to put
the Ballarat Advocate. Whatever.
The Ballarat Advocate.
Sounds That'll like do. A guess to me.
It was, because you didn't help me at all, Brian.
Question number five.
What is the only edible food that never goes bad?
Honey.
Honey, you reckon?
Honey has got a natural antibiotic in it, which preserves it.
So it crystallises, but you can just reheat it and it goes goes nice and gooey again.
It definitely changes states, but it never goes bad.
It's mud edible.
No, I'd say no.
Children disagree.
Mud cake is edible.
Mud cake is eaten.
I think we've solved this mystery. John,
in Victoria, they call it the mud scallop.
Question number six. Who invented scissors? Who invented the scissors?
Dr. Scissor.
Was it Dr. Scissor?
Yeah.
Was that on RedTube as well?
Save your favourites.
Very funny. It must be someone famous.
Scissor Sisters?
Are you thinking this in the sort of way of like Lord Sandwich invented the sandwich, so Dr. Scissor invented the scissors?
Of course.
I think you'll find it's Earl of Sandwich.
Mm, so what have you invented, Brian?
As a Josh Earl, I know.
I've just invented going, wow, look at how big it is.
That's one of yours. Yeah. I had no idea that was one of yours.
He's talking about RedTube again.
It does come from that surname, doesn't it? Yeah. So no rings. You've made no rings.
No, I've not won any NBA premierships.
Do you like sports? Do you follow the sports, Brian?
I like anything with rings, planets.
Oh, yeah, Saturn.
Gymnastics.
The Kuiper belt. Mm-hmm. Our class has a ring.
Cocks.
Telephones.
Cock rings. Telephone rings.
Yeah.
Weddings. Yeah. Engagements. Mm-hmm. Commitment ceremonies.
Yeah. Scissors, actually.
Who invented the scissors?
Scissors have rings on the end of the knives.
Prove it.
Do you reckon that's what it was?
How far back would this have gone, you reckon? You got to have something to cut. With scissors?
Feels like a 1900s type thing.
Well, no, before that.
Really?
Surely I do remember in the 20s there were scissors. There were scissors around. They were
and
on every street corner.
It's amazing to think there was a time without scissors.
Yeah. Because in the 1920s, I once held a bag full of scissors for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you solving a mystery?
Busking. Part of a mystery. Yeah, busking. Sometimes it happens in the middle of a mystery because that's a great way to watch everybody without them thinking you're watching.
And earn some money.
That's it. So and no one can see them. And I can watch the sun. But yes, it was a mystery I solved.
Away. Mystery you solved. Because what was
thousands
one of those? You solved the mystery of the dog day out, I think.
Yes.
That was you.
The dogs were out.
No, scientists have found out that if you put the sun closer to Earth.
Sorry, Lulu, just one
second. No, I'm fascinated.
Absolutely to a crisp.
Yeah. Scientists discovered that, did they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
But who invented scissors?
Who's some famous inventors?
Da Vinci invented
Nikola Tesla.
Da Vinci.
Because he had the helicopter and stuff, and it feels like he's the sort of person that gets attributed a lot of shit.
I'd say,
but he's been drawing, so he's drawing on paper.
Yeah, he's made a mistake.
He needs to cut them.
Cut this out. If only there was.
It sounds as crazy
also,
enough to be true.
He did the. Isn't he the one with the thing of man with all the arms?
That's him.
So he had to fill those hands up with something. So put some scissors in one of those hands.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's away.
The perfect man has so many arms.
Question number seven. Best known for managing Man United from 1996 to 2013, what is the real name of Fergie? His nickname's Fergie.
His?
Fergie.
Well, actually, I don't know that as a fact, but I am guessing that the manager of Manchester United between 1986 and 2013 was indeed a him.
How do you know? I used to be in D-Ream and now I'm a scientist, so there's no reason why Fergie couldn't have
Olivia Newton-John.
Managed, you know, Manchester United and then gone on to...
Oh, Sarah Ferguson.
Great hits like No, Don't Funk With My Heart.
Oh, it could have been Fergie.
Famous for pissing herself on stage.
Yes.
A few times.
Wow, I didn't
Rock
know that.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Yeah, you can look it up.
On RedTube.
Yes. Our sponsor for the episode.
Yes.
Was it Fergie?
Sarah Ferguson.
Sarah Ferguson, I reckon.
Okay, I'm going to go with Sir Alec Ferguson. Thanks, Brain Trust.
Question number eight. What are the lowest and highest active ranks of the Australian Army? You ever been in the armed services, Brian?
No.
Conscientious objector?
They wouldn't let me join up.
Oh, you tried? You tried to join up?
I've tried, and they said...
When did you try to join up?
I keep trying every...
Oh, it's an annual...
Year.
Is this for the Australian Armed Services or the UK? Just anyone.
I tried out for the French Legion. And they said, no, no, no.
Really?
Don't mess with
Not
our
a
heart.
Single country will take you.
Yes, no, they won't take me because I always go, you know, I go and get a gun. I go, you know, the universe is tens to thousands of times bigger than this one gun. They just go, you freak me out. You've got dead eyes and you talk really high pitched like you're a ghost all the time. And we don't need that.
So there's corporal. There's lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
Captain.
Captain.
Lieutenant.
Officer.
Officer.
This isn't the Americans. They say it's lieutenant.
Lieutenant in America?
Here, maybe, I don't know.
That's the sort of thing you'd learn if you were allowed into it.
If they were allowed me to do it.
I guess you do your research before you apply.
I wasn't so unsettling to be around.
So if you join the army straight away, what do you get? You like, is it just
major?
No, you don't get major straight away. Surely you got to start corporal. With minor.
It's the
first. Oh, you start,
corporal.
Yeah, probably.
So we're going to say corporal.
Well, corporal first. No, corporals can't be the first.
No, because you get corporal punishment. So isn't that the corporal punishing you?
No.
That's just corporal punishment.
Could be different. No. I was a cadet
Brigadier
once.
General.
Cadet is the lowest, I
cadet.
Think.
Because you think about General Cosgrove or one
but
of those
big boys.
He wasn't
Brigadier General. He was just General Cosgrove.
He was the head, though. There was no bigger one.
That's right. But yeah, he wasn't, so he was, and that's what I'm general. Saying. He wasn't
okay.
Brigadier.
Well, then do be that as it may.
That doesn't sound good enough. So you're the highest and you're just General.
Yeah.
No.
All right, we'll put that, but that's I've Cadet and of. General.
I'll put Cadet and General.
Yes, please.
Question number 9. What is the official animal of Canada?
Moose.
What is the official
moose?
What was that, sorry?
Moose.
The moose.
Is that moose or mouse?
Moose.
It's hard to hear you, sorry. Mouse or moose. Can you spell it out, maybe?
M-O-U-S-E.
Mouse. It's a mouse. He's
you reckon
saying
the
mouse.
Is
He's saying
no,
mouse.
No, no, fucked up. I fucked up.
Is it? Oh, so could it also be a grizzly bear?
I think they get them up north.
What about unicorn?
I think
the unicorn?
That is for one country.
It is
it Canada?
It's Scotland.
Scotland
is
okay.
The unicorn.
That's
yeah.
The unicorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love their fake animals.
They love it.
Because they've got dragons as well. St. George's dragon.
They love
yeah.
A fake animal.
Oh, no, it's England. Yeah.
Don't get them too
They'd love
up.
This. Yeah. Hello to everyone listening in Edinburgh, by the way.
Hey, at least we said Deering were Northern Ireland. We made that distinction.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
We're fine.
Really? Am I from a... Because I've got like a weird kind
I'm
of...
I'm not sure if you are. The rest of the
I
band
I don't
are,
think
though.
I am because I've been listening to myself and it's sort of kind of a very soft
Do you
mic.
Do that, do you?
I listen to myself over and over again.
And can you hear yourself when you listen? Because
no,
it's notoriously
it's like I'm
hard.
Listening for silence.
Moose or grizzly bear? What do you think?
I think maybe moose.
Okay, we'll go moose.
Okay, put moose.
Despite... what Brian Cox said of mouse. I think we should go with moose.
I believe what I was trying to say was moose.
Moose.
But I've spelt it incorrectly.
Mm. But English Scottish isn't your, you know, you're a physicist.
That's right. And the thing about my work is my accent is changing over and over. So.
But I think you are from Yorkshire.
Yorkshire.
Just FYI.
Yeah, I knew I was from one
go.
Of them.
Wow, yeah.
But it's a softer Yorkshire accent. It's not
But don't they call it an Atlantic accent where it's sort of, it's kind of that no accent.
Russell Crowe in Gladiator. What accent is that?
What? Yes, what's going on there?
The
father of a murdered son.
Lead guy in Avatar, the Australian one.
I forget his name. All I know is he lived in his car before he got Avatar.
Did you know that there's actually, there's a big Avatar and we just haven't discovered it?
Just one.
One of the biggest
Just
avatars.
One big one.
No, there's many Avatars, but we're looking for the Avatar out there. And scientists believe they may be close to discovering an avatar.
I'll put moose. Question number 10. What bone are babies born without?
They've got more bones than
They've
adults.
Got, no, the skull's
kneecaps?
Not ready yet.
Oh, that's right. And then they fuse over
they
time,
got
don't
kneecaps?
They?
Kneecaps?
Kneecaps.
I'd say that's what it is.
Because you've had babies.
I have, yeah.
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 Did you touch their knees? Were they hard or soft?
Remember any knees in there? Yeah. I think it's probably cartilage.
Yeah, like sharks. Sharks don't have bones. They've just got cartilage.
Babies are like sharks.
Have a, yeah, they're a lot like baby sharks.
But I only found this out because I, do you know how in some Asian countries in their culture they shave the baby's head?
Okay.
And apparently, I thought that was just a thing so the hair grows back thicker, but so they can investigate the fontanelle and see if it's all healthy and stuff. Mm. I was told this. It might be wrong. Mm. Listeners, call in now. 13800 wax quizzical.
Yeah. 13800, yeah.
Yeah. But
do you want to put knees?
I'm going to put kneecaps.
Kneecaps. Fucking kneecaps. That's 10 questions.
Yay, we done it.
How do you feel you did?
I reckon I got lower than 6, but I reckon I had a lot of fun doing it,
Kyron. I think 5. I think you got 5 right.
You got 5?
Yeah. All right. It's better than normal.
That's a pass.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You said that the name of the album that Elton John's Rocketman first appeared on was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, but it was Honky Chateau.
Just about to say that. But,
Honky Chateau.
Honky Chateau.
That sounds like a slur.
I once lived in a Honky Chateau.
You said there were 6 tons of sand in the world's largest sandcastle in Denmark, but there's 4,860 tons of sand.
You said it was only 4 times higher than you.
I think I saw the smaller castle.
You saw it from a distance.
Yeah, I was actually a long way away from it.
You know, when we look at something from a distance, it looks small, but then when we get closer up,
it becomes much bigger. You are such an insightful man. Yeah.
And so you think about
he's an expert.
How small this moon looks.
It is indeed The Last of Us, the video game that's been turned into a horror TV show.
We got one.
Yeah, we got one.
You said that the name of Rupert Murdoch's first newspaper was the Ballarat Advocate, but it was The News.
The News.
The News.
That's a good name for a paper.
So he started basic.
It's not pussy footing around,
The News.
The band.
Like Huey Lewis and his backing band.
No, just the band.
As in like the one that played with Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
The band.
The band.
Were you in there?
No.
So is that what that then got turned into a TV show?
It did, yeah.
Yeah, it's on every night.
Yeah.
It's very popular. A lot of people watch it.
A lot of heaps of shows. Oh, heaps of channels
as well. It's on an iPhone too.
For years.
Yeah.
The only edible food that never goes bad is honey.
Yeah, we got that one.
It's good. Got you right.
Leonardo da Vinci invented the scissors.
Oh, wow.
That's what we said as well, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
There you go. Is that 3 so far?
That's 3.
That's 3.
Fergie is the nickname of Sir Alex Ferguson.
Oh, that's the same name. That counts.
Managing Man United from 86 to 2015.
Alex is short for Alexander, which Alex is short for Alexander.
No.
That's like calling you Kyra instead of Kyron.
And how annoyed would you be?
Yeah. Or Joss instead of Josh.
Yeah. Joss.
A cadet and a general, Cap, the lowest and highest active ranks of the Australian Army.
So we got that.
Which is what you said, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't think we'd get that one.
Wow.
That was good.
In your face, armed forces wouldn't let me in, but I guessed it right.
The official animal of Canada is the North American beaver.
Ah.
Not the moose, M-O-U-S-E.
Or the grizzly bear that I would have
said. Were you saying that, but we misheard you?
How come?
Were you saying North American beaver?
How come no of their sporting teams are called the Beavers then? That's dumb.
Yeah.
There is a film called Leave It to Beaver.
TV show.
And I believe it was adapted into a film.
Into a film in the.
And babies are born 90s, without kneecaps, 20s. Giving you 5 out of 10.
Yeah,
I told you, I named it right.
See?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
And did you use skill there to predict that?
Yeah, well, I thought about it and I said it's definitely not a 6, but I don't think it feels like a 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I said 5.
Is that how you measure the universe as well?
People that do there's a lot of guessing when it comes to the universe because it's so big. It's so big, it's bigger than my head.
Mm.
It's bigger than your head. In fact, if we put all the heads in
together,
the world combined,
it would be bigger than that still.
It would still be bigger than that.
Wow, that's incredible. You must get lost in yourself thinking about the universe all the time. What brings you back to Earth? What centres you?
I listened to the comedy stylings of Ben Russell.
Do you?
I think he is so funny.
Yeah.
He is just a funny little man. And he doesn't care what he looks like.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if people think that he's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
he still goes out there and he does it and he wiggles around and he says things like, in me bum, you get. And he forces an audience member to crawl inside his bum.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've not he's seen him do that funny. Before.
Yeah, no, he does it on the internet.
He's great, though.
Is he RedTube.com.
Oh, he's got an account. What's his handle on RedTube?
Ben Russell.
Oh, great. Yeah. Is that the same across all platforms?
All platforms. Well, no, on Twitter it's Ben Russell's.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Instagram it's I'm Ben Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Twitch it's Bon Member. He's got. I think he's going to have to.
The only one you could get his actual name on was RedTube.
Yeah, so of course he's going to make the most of that.
Yeah.
I think he should consolidate his socials.
Do you know if he's performing anytime soon or anywhere? Or
he'll be on Channel 7.
Oh, great.
Prime time, Channel 7, at the end of March in a television show called We Interrupt This Broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be surprised if there's a character that's a lot like me, although I think for some contract reason they changed his name.
Should we have done that?
No. No, this is fine. In fact, that means that I don't get sued by the production company for We Interrupt This Podcast for doing this, because I'm the real Brian Cox, whereas that guy is just a character based on Brian Cox.
Is that why you like this Ben Russell? Because he's doing a character based on you?
Yes. That's... he's very funny. We are good friends and we talk all the time, and he says, you know, wonderful things like, stop messaging me, I've called the police.
Well, thank you for being here, Brian Cox.
Thank you. It's me, the real Brian Cox. Not the Scottish one from
Succession.
Succession.
And Lulu Lecrae, thank you very much for being here as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Taking time out of solving your mysteries to solve these 10 mysteries. That's very generous of you.
That's all right. I solved 2 out of the 10, I believe. So there's still room for improvement. But Josh, it was a pleasure meeting you.
You too.
And if you ever need a lady detective, you know who to call.
Mm. Any other mysteries coming up for you that you're solving in the future?
There is one mystery.
Mm-hmm.
There's this woman, Isabella Valette.
Oh, yeah, comedian.
That's right. I spend a lot of time cyber-stalking her.
Oh, yeah.
To check out where she'll be next.
That's the mystery?
That's the mystery, being like, where will I find her and be in the same place?
Have you been able to solve it yet?
Yeah, she's part of a festival show.
Oh, great.
An improvised musical. It's called Impromptunes.
I see.
Yeah, they get a title from the audience, they make up a whole show based on that. So, I mean, that's a mystery to me how they do that.
Yes.
But they'll be doing it in Melbourne. So I believe I'll be there.
Great. Well, Lulu Lecrae, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
And congratulations on 5 out of 10, Josh.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's not as good as 6 out of 10. But
no, but I think
Alex Ferguson,
good.
I'll never forget.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Alex Ferguson.
Now, plural of Alec.
I know you're taking Humankind on the road.
Yes, I'm doing it at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yes.
At the Q Courthouse weekend. So it's a kids show, a family show.
A family show, yeah.
So if you have kids aged between like 4 and 10, they'll really dig it. And I think the adults will dig it too. There's lots of stuff in there that if you're a parent or a carer, you'll go, oh, that's a good message. That's funny and that's a good thing to say.
And are you doing a stand-up show as well?
No, I'm not doing a stand-up show. I am doing some podcasts. So I'm doing Don't You Know Who I Am, Saturdays in the festival. And then
I'm excited about. You told me about this the other day.
So I'm doing... for Festival Club, Max Watts, so on April 4th, I'm doing my podcast, 100% Hits Volume Pod, which is all those 100% Hits compilations that were big in the 90s, then tailed off in the 2000s. We're doing the best of 97. So people like Michelle Brazier is doing it, Gabby Bolt, Jude Pearl, Geraldine Quinn, and they're all doing songs like Mbop by Hanson or Meredith Brooks' Bitch.
D-Ream.
Well, D-Ream weren't big in 97, unfortunately. You had your peak in 93.
You must remember that.
Yeah, but it's going to be lots of fun. So the tickets will be on sale now at the Comedy Festival website. So go to comedyfestival.com.au, I think.
And if you want to listen to that podcast, which you absolutely should.
It comes out every Thursday and it's everywhere. Where you found this podcast, you'll also type in my name, you'll find that one.
Great. That's Wax Quizzical this week. Thank you everyone for being here. We'll see you next week. And goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.